Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 137. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today it is the 30th of January.
According to the calendar.
I feel like I made a bet that we wouldn't have a calendar until like February, so I'm just throwing that out there. As it's the 30th of January, it's Thursday night. Welcome to the show. We'll be discussing tech news, and actually it's probably going to mostly be tech news tonight for real. But and whatever else happens to come out, you know, maybe I'll rant about something, who knows.
Maybe we'll talk about the State of the Union address.
Maybe we will. Pretty sure that's off limits, so. If we're not going to talk about the cliffhanger.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe we'll talk about the cliffhanger then.
I don't think we can talk about this. Anyways. Welcome.
Hi.
Hopefully you made it through Snowmageddon, Freezeageddon. I don't know what part
Polar
of the country.
Vortex.
I don't know what part of the country you're in, but pretty much everyone's had some sort of problems.
Can I just say?
It's in California, but I'm pretty sure they're on fire, so I think it equals out.
When did everyone go, hey, it's cool, we can call this a polar vortex now?
Because
I'm pretty sure when I was growing up, we called it frickin' cold.
Well, you see, do you want me to actually explain it to you?
Go for it.
Because there's always a polar vortex, but for whatever reason, it just came very far south this year.
But what, I feel like it's never been a buzzword, but this year has been like, oh!
Well, that happens all the time. You remember when, like, El Nino was coming?
But they don't call it the polar vortex.
And like, that's like a storm that happens, like, every 2 years. It's probably going on right now, but no one's talking about it, right? Like.
But they don't call it the polar vortex.
Because it's not time for El Nino. It's time for La Nino. Because people just catch
on
to things.
Like, you know Spanish over there.
It's Spanish for La Nina.
Oh, thank you for translating.
That and the Santa Maria's right there next to it.
Is the Nina over there as well?
The Pinta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's been cold, though. Well,
right.
Like, I don't think it's been cold, but I mean, it hasn't been that bad. But
20 below isn't bad?
Well, I don't know. Like,
get the F out of here.
Like, I feel like it used to always be cold. Like, I feel like that's not that far out of the norm. I feel like we've had a bunch of mild winters, and that's the problem. That, and I think social media compounds the situation. That's the other thing. And that's why you have your polar vortex, too.
It's a buzzword.
Right.
You need to get rid of it. Let's just say it's cold out.
What are other buzzwords that happened recently? Selfies? We didn't used to have selfies. We used to just call them pictures of ourselves.
But how many people were taking a Polaroid and going...
I used to do it all the time with my Polaroids.
Did you really?
Shake it.
You're such a liar.
Shake it.
Good one.
Anyways.
Let's talk about some tech news. Enough about the weather.
We're going to have to eliminate that topic, too. I just feel like it's something that's happening to everybody. It opens the show with a connection to our audience.
They do say that talking about weather, like if you're talking to a stranger, like 75% of the time, weather is the icebreaker.
It's because it's something that happens to everybody, and it's always something you can connect on.
Pretty cold out there, huh?
Yep. Cool.
Cool story.
Just like every time you go to a gas station, you're like, well, stay warm. Yeah, that's why I'm going back outside.
To your car, though.
What if I was walking?
What are you doing at the gas station, then?
I walked there from here to get a pop.
No, you didn't.
There's a gas station right there.
You could have just gone to the pop machine down.
They didn't have Sprite in it. That happened one time. Anyway, I'd walk there.
What do you know about fruit?
I know about apples.
Oh, nice.
That's the only fruit I know about. This story seems to have really died down because there's a lot of other crazy stories that have happened, but this was like Friday night into the weekend. There's a lot of rumor going around that Apple's going to get into the physical payment processing, whatever.
Does it seem...
Category.
So, wait, don't they technically already do
that?
Yeah,
but they're talking about physical goods. Whereas right now, obviously, they, I think, have the biggest database. I think they have a bigger than Amazon. They're pretty close.
I'm going to call shenanigans. Oh, no, maybe not, because they have the apps.
iTunes. All right. Everyone that has
an
iPhone.
I'll allow it.
So... So they're talking about basically taking that to the next level and being able to buy physical things within some sort of PayPal sense, or you go to the store, because there's some stores, like I know the Home Depot you can go to, or maybe it's Menards.
What kind of, like,
Menards. You can go to Menards and pay with PayPal.
What?
I did it once. Just for kicks.
Because you could.
Right.
Makes sense. Why would anybody implement Apple payments? Why would anybody implement
Google Wallet?
Google Wallet. There's not really many places that have that.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, they get their partners. But if you could put it online, the same with Amazon. Why does Amazon does it online? Like, you could start putting pay with your iTunes account, you know, and you just don't have to make a new account every time. It's the same thing as PayPal. Right. I mean, pay with PayPal, you know.
Yeah.
The PayPal, logical step is for them to get into.
PayPal does need to go away. That's for sure.
I mean, what? Why do you?
Their fees are astronomical.
There was a while ago, everyone thought Apple should buy Square. And this kind of falls along that same theory, I guess, but they think they're doing it. That, and they think the fingerprint thing is a huge, like, then you could pay with your finger. I don't know.
I'm just going to cut your finger off.
Shit.
Paying his mic all over the place.
Look at this. No, don't worry. That's my other finger. I just cut it off earlier. You mind if I use that here?
I'll just wear a glove.
And it's just like how you wear a glove with the fingerprint inside it. I just have a really long thumb on that finger. Let me pull my flap back and put it on there.
Exactly. It'll be like those gloves, you know, that have the refold back. And I'll just have, I won't do your thumb, I'll do your index finger.
There you
and
go.
I'll just have your finger sticking out.
It's just really long. I point a lot. I don't even know what's happening anymore. So that's a rumor. We'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be nothing. Google and Samsung came to a 10-year deal.
Is that crazy?
To cross-patent their patents, which actually really sets up a few of our other stories. So right. I'm going to kind of skip around for a second. So that happened first, right? That was the first thing that happened. Samsung and Google come out, and they're like, hey, let's be cool. And they're like, yeah, let's be cool, because we work together all the time.
We like you, and you like us.
And actually, I think, well, we'll get to it. So they signed a clause, you know, they share all their patents, yada, 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 10 years, which actually is a long time in
patent world.
Technology world in general. Like, what if they come?
Well, just look. It's 2014. Think of what's happened since 2004.
Yeah. The world has changed. The iPod has changed.
Not really.
Now it's dying. So that happened first. And then there's an article that came out, a few articles, obviously, that Samsung's basically going to stop messing around with Android.
It's about time.
And from what I hear, Google kind of put pressure on them and said that they're not going to license them their stuff if they don't, because they keep making actual direct competitors to the Google apps.
Yep.
Like,
so they're not using
like
Smail
or
Gmail.
Smaps. Actually, Smaps is the big one that really put the pressure on them because they don't have a backup to Maps. So that's Google said, F you, we're not going to give you Maps if you don't stop effing around. There's a lot of F's there. So it seems that that's really how they put the pressure on, was with Maps. Because they don't have Smaps.
Does that seem crazy that Google's doing, like, I agree it's for a good purpose, but it seems crazy that they're pushing lockdown on what they wanted to be an open source platform.
I think a lot of it's because Samsung's obviously the biggest of their carriers would you be considered an OEM?
Yeah, I would say they're an OEM.
But I think it's because they do specifically put out Maps. Like, they have Scontax. They put an S in front of everything. It would definitely be called Smaps. That's for sure. But they have, like, their Samsung contacts. They have, you know, Samsung can't. They have everything, and they're doing it inside. So then you have double the apps, and I think I sent you the chart. There was a chart floating around on Reddit the other day that was like, how much space do you really get on a 16 gig phone? And the 5C was on top, then the Nexus 5, and then the 5S. But Samsung was the worst. You get like half your space if that. Because they put
like
so much
7 point something with theirs.
And that's probably straight from Samsung. You got to think AT&T put stuff on a lot of phones too, like AT&T Verizon. So then you're losing even more to that. Like, those Samsung phones have no space.
Yep. but it's because they are just...
They're putting saps everywhere.
Yeah, they got their Sandroid.
Yeah, I mean, so supposedly Google said, cut the crap.
Would they have SkitScat on their phones?
Yeah, SkitScat, for sure. Ski Lime Pie? Sky? I don't know.
I like Ski Lime.
So that happened next, right? So you're thinking, wow, this is crazy. Like, they're really cutting Android on. Then all of a sudden, guess what? They sold Motorola to Lenovo.
Yeah.
For $2.9 billion. Mind you, they bought it for like $12.5 billion. So I feel like...
A year ago?
It's a little bit
of
a...
No, year and a half. Year and a half?
It was like, yeah, I saw the actual exact time earlier today, but I don't remember what it was. I want to say it was 19 months. But... Maybe it was 20 months. But either way, it doesn't really matter.
19 months sounds right.
So, legitimately. So they lost a little bit of money there. But it turns out they're keeping the patents, most of the patents, it sounds like. And they're actually keeping their advanced research group, which includes that Aria phone project that they're doing with the Cube phone thing. And there was one other big tech, you know.
Well, I was talking to Kyle at work about it, and I would like to see a hierarchy or like org chart for what all is included with Motorola, because Motorola as a whole had so many divisions.
Well, they had already. So when Google bought it, they only bought their hardware division to begin with, they already sold off the set-top box part.
Yeah, they did. Because that was for like $3 billion that they sold that for.
If that, I don't even know if it's that. But yeah, anyway, so they sold that, I believe, a while ago. Comcast or to some bigger name.
So I remember they sold it too. So what do they have left then? So they've got patents, they've got the development crew for Aria and Block, Click, Click, Clack, Click, Clack,
yeah.
Block.
Put it on here probably.
But anyways, is there anything else that's left then? Like, I'm just wondering.
So it is essentially just the hardware side of it, right? So they're, but they still have a decent. So the Moto X, the Moto G are pretty. I mean, the Moto X is at least. I try to judge how well it's selling by how much it's advertised. So the fact that they're still advertising must mean it's doing okay at least, yeah. Right? Like, And Motorola's got a good license with Verizon, because I think all their phones go straight to Verizon. And they have the Razors and the Razor Max, the Droid. Do they make the Droids? No. Yeah.
Yep, they make Droids.
So, I mean, they still have a solid part. And actually...
Think how much they paid in licensing for that.
Right. So, George Lucas?
Yeah.
Which is funny. They... The combination of Lenovo... And Motorola actually puts them at the third biggest hardware maker for phones.
And
because they pull ahead of LG and Asus and
ahead of HTC then?
And HTC, yep. Because right. They're only behind Apple and Samsung now.
That's pretty crazy. And I told
there's a huge drop off after Samsung, and then everyone was very, very close before that. And Lenovo and Motorola were at the bottom, so the two combined then shot ahead. But I cut you off a little.
I'm very mixed emotions about this, because I was really pushing. I mean, like,
you wanted a Moto Nexus.
Yep, I was hoping Motorola. That's before I got into Android. Well, my first phone, Android phone, was Motorola, and I've been
Slider.
Yeah, and I mean, besides my very first phone, which is the Nokia brick phone,
Nokia.
Which I think everybody pretty much had, every phone after that I had was Motorola based, and they made good hardware. Their phones were awesome, and so I was really hoping to see a Google branded Motorola phone out there, but it's just not in the cards. But what I am excited for is I do think that Motorola and Lenovo will be a good match together, because I remember, was it last year at CES,
yep.
CES when they had announced their Lenovo phone that they wanted to put out. And I don't know if, I know it got released in Europe.
They built one, and you were all googly-eyed over it,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, because it's a sweet-looking phone, and I showed it to Kyle.
And they do make good hardware. I mean, look at what they've done with the division they bought from IBM, or however they spawned out of IBM, yep. Right? Like, well, and we just talked about them, but Lenovo must be, because they just bought a bunch of servers for them, too, so they're spending money. I bet their earnings calls are going to be good, but...
Or maybe they won't be so good right now, because they're spending money, but they're
that's what
adding
I mean.
It all to the...
Bottom line.
Phone,
and in so. The long, it's a long-term plan.
Definitely.
And actually, I read a really interesting article just recently that they think the Nexus line will be ending soon. Because they think, like, with, like, Google Play edition of phones and just the fact that it was a way for them to be buddy-buddy with... By now, they're so close with all their users anyway that it won't matter
well,
much
if
longer.
If they can
but...
convince... I mean, Samsung is by far the biggest maker.
I think,
if they can convince them...
Is the Nexus 5 an LG phone? I know the Nexus 4 was. No, I can see it right here. It's an LG. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. If they can convince Samsung to stick to raw Android versions, then I don't think anybody has anything to worry about.
I was looking. Oh, there it is.
That would be a bummer to see the Nexus phones go away, because I think what people love about those is
buying them from the store.
Yeah, is that you can buy them carrier free, and yeah, they work, and you get every Android patch as they come out.
Yeah. While we're on this Google kick, I was just looking while you were talking, but I knew they had just released their earnings call. I know they missed. It says they missed expectations.
That's gonna hurt their stock.
Yeah. They made $14.4 billion in revenue. Looks like, but I know I saw that they had made. They basically said that the Nexus. It's funny because we're talking about it. But the Nexus line has been a good sell, a strong sale in their Play Store. And so that, I think, but the fact that Motorola itself this quarter lost $384 million for them, like the Motorola division of Google, just lost this quarter $384 million. So do you think that is any indication why they might have sold it?
Yeah, well, it's a bummer, but... At the same time, you know, it's like, look at, oh, actually.
No, those weren't the right numbers I said. It made 16.86 in revenue, 12.01 a share, but I don't see actual income on this chart anywhere. But this just happened a little bit earlier this afternoon. Because
Google is looking at splitting stock.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. So... Anyway, there's a ton going on with Google right now. What, are you thinking about buying some then?
That would be so awesome.
Because what's it at right now? Like 400?
No, 1,000.
Oh, right now it is?
1,000, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on with Google. On top of that, they also just bought another company called DeepMind for $500 million, which is another... It's more of the software side of robots. It's more AI type stuff. That's why it's called DeepMind, I guess, right? So that's another big acquisition. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting news. Oh, and the other Google news I had is they announced they were going to start having Chrome apps on Android and iOS. They're like Chrome apps from the Chrome store, I believe. They launched a SDK for developers to port them over.
Nice.
That happened earlier this week as well. And then I actually have one more Google thing, and that is that they finally came out with prescription frames for Google Glass. But they're expensive. I know.
Well,
they're
slash,
like, well, it's,
Google Glass is expensive.
Well, it's like $300. So the glass itself is $1,500. To get it on their special frame is another, it's like, I think I said $275 for the frame, and then you still have to get glass, like the lens is actually put into it by whatever glass maker you choose and or use. But they do look a little more normal than the regular Google Glass does, but it still looks weird. But they had, it was rumored before they were going to partner with someone like, what's that company? Parker Wobbly? Warbly? Do you know the word? I don't know the first word. I don't wear glasses. No offense to anyone who does. But, so that's, they got that going on too. So, a lot of Google stuff happening in and around the world. So, we talked about Apple getting into payments earlier. The other Apple news, they had their earnings. And they made a lot of money. Actually, as always. But, yeah, they sold a ton. They sold 51 million iPhones this quarter. 26 million iPads, 4.8 million Macs. So, and their profit was up quite a bit again. But that's what Apple does, right? And then we talked, there's a lot more news that the iPod may be dying, but Apple, I think, said today that they are not discontinuing it anytime soon, but it's steadily declining still.
Like I said, every time that we've discussed this, it's not declining, it's that it's a device that just doesn't break, really.
It does its job forever.
Like, I beat the crap out of mine. It was with me all day today, snowboarding in 10-degree weather. It goes with me to the gym when I'm running. It goes with me outside when I'm running.
Is it crazy to think that that has a physical, like, hard drive in it, but your hard drive fell, like, 2 feet over here, and it right. was, like, dust?
I've dropped my iPod, like, walking out to my car on the cement without its case on.
Well, we had a poker game where mine fell, opened up. We all saw it open up, and it kept playing open.
That did happen.
I mean, it died a little while later, but...
They're just tough little machines.
Yeah. And, yeah, we've both abused our iPods over the years, and you more than I have, probably. But that's crazy. Crazy, crazy. We talked about Nintendo. Oh, well, actually, before we get to that, there's a Bloomberg story, like, an hour or two ago, that they're saying that Microsoft probably has a new CEO. And it'll be Satya Nadella.
That's not Gabe
Ben,
huh?
Nope. He was the VP of their software division, I think. I saw it earlier, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But as we know, they've been searching for a while. So that may be your guy. When I saw the name, I thought it was a girl, but it turns out it's a guy.
But it's not Gabe Ben.
It's not. We talked about Nintendo in some detail last week.
It's true.
And it turns out, I believe they actually made profit this quarter because they had their earnings call. In a year that the Wii U's have been out, they've sold 5.86 million units. In the 2 months that the PS4 and Xbox One have been out, I think they both sold around 3 million units. So that hurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely... and the CEO, I believe is the CEO, and maybe a few other higher execs, cut their pay this year in half.
Isn't... To me, that's really cool to hear. Like...
Like that they care that much, that they're willing to...
Yeah.
Essentially risk themselves. I mean, they're probably so... They're, aside from the fact that they're probably set at this point, then they probably don't need any money, but... Yeah. It did make a profit this quarter, $15.3 million.
Is that crazy to think?
Or no, yeah, that's right, $15.3 million this quarter.
That's it?
That's all they made, when yeah. Apple just made like $52
billion. Yeah, or Google had $14
billion. Yeah. I mean, at least they didn't have another loss, so. But... There was an article yes, 2 days ago, yesterday, last night on TechCrunch. That was, if you follow me on Twitter, it was on my Twitter feed today, but it was a call to Nintendo to build a $100 set-top box with its old, their old software.
Maybe change.org petition.
Which was what I had, what we talked about a lot last week. We had discussed that to quite an end. And they actually had, there's some other, they went further into it. Like they said, sort of like a 4-point plan, like a what to do. And it makes a lot of sense. The funny thing is, it wouldn't be, obviously couldn't be that hard for them to do. They have the Wii, the regular Wii, they have that Wii Mini that came out. They're selling that for $100 still. So I mean, they're already there. They have a $100 box, right? Like, just do it. Yeah. Amazon is supposedly considering a spike to Prime, $20 to $40. Word on the street is. And I believe they just had their earnings call and they lost money again. Surprise, surprise. They had $25.5 billion in revenue during the holiday quarter. No big deal.
Yeah.
They didn't make. I'll see if it says if they made money or not. That's how much they, I mean, they, yeah. Oh, they made a little bit. A profit of $239 million. But it wasn't at what they were expected. Because that's only 51 cents and they wanted 66 cents a share.
Bastards.
Is that insane that they can make 26... They can sell nearly $26 billion worth of stuff and they only make, I don't even know what percent that would be. It's a very small percent. $250 million. $239 million. So you're going over what? 5 spots? That seems so crazy. No, not even that far. So it's like 0.1%. It's a lot of money. But they are making money, and they're doing crazy things. I mean, they got a lot of money tied up in drones delivering packages, right? I mean, come on.
They're, you know, they got enough. They don't need to make money. They've got enough going on to keep investors happy to where they're not looking to for huge profits. I mean, I'm sure they want huge profits, but they're innovating. They're keeping people fresh, or keeping the company fresh.
And in our one more earnings call that happened was just that time of month, that court time of quarter, I guess. Facebook had their earnings call. Is it crazy? They made $2.59 billion, like in revenue, right? Like they just sell ads. That's it.
But don't they charge also,
I suppose,
like, game makers to have their games on there?
I'm sure they take a cut, I guess. But, like...
But, I mean, primarily ads.
Like, that just... I mean, and that's where most of Google's money comes from, and look how much they're worth. But it just seems crazy that...
Yeah. But you think about it, you know, you have people... Like, look at Josh when he was promoting...
Point After Attempt.
Paid, you know,
$20 and...
$20, and, you know, it's just like, you think of random people like that are just like, oh, well, it's only $20, so they get this $20 here, $20 there.
And then
you got Zynga implementing Bitcoin, and I think Facebook was going to look at it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, money coming in from everywhere.
So, and with their earnings announcement, so they beat the street by quite a bit, so they're, their stock price, they did that yesterday. So after hours trading last night, they were over $60 a share, which is a long ways from where they were a while ago, right? We used to make fun of them and laugh at all the people that had stock.
Right.
They passed 1.23 billion monthly active users and 757 million daily users. Does that seem crazy? Or no?
No, that's insane. It's funny, I was talking, so I went to the dentist today, and just chatting up with the hygienist, and I'd mentioned something about being on Facebook, and she was like, oh, I'm not on Facebook at all. And she's 3 years older than me. And she's like, I was like, oh, that's odd, you know? And she said, yeah, you want to know what's funny? Is me, her boyfriend, her boyfriend's parents, like, basically 20 people between their two families, and none of them are on Facebook at all. And I was like, well, I would consider you guys anomalies, definitely. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure they have somewhere, like, what'd you say for users? Active users? 1 point some billion?
Yeah. 1.23 billion monthly active users.
Yeah, and I told her, I'm like, I'm pretty sure the last stat that I'd heard was somewhere around 900 million, you know? So.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But. And then there's a lot of other things that happen with Facebook today, too. Well, so there's been kind of these rumors rumbling around for a few weeks now that their plan is to split Facebook up into multiple apps, I guess, which they kind of already do a little. There is a Facebook photo app on iOS, at least. The Messenger app is separate, I know, on both Google and, or on Android and iOS. And then they showed a preview today of a thing called Paper, which is basically similar to Flipboard, I guess.
It looked just like Flipboard to me.
So kind of like a newsreader, but kind of like your feed, but something in between. It's coming out the 3rd, which is Monday. I think Monday.
You said there's a
on iOS
app.
Yeah, Facebook Photo. I'm pretty sure I have it just for fun.
It's not Instagram.
Oh, there's that too. Let me see if I still have Facebook. Only one B. Oh, and then they have. I also have Pages because they do. Well. Maybe I don't have it anymore. There was a Facebook Photos. I wonder if it's just called Photos. I don't know. There was. I know there is one. I think I deleted it because the app has the same functionality as what's in the Facebook app itself. So the only thing that it had been better for at the time, not that I used it for that, I just download apps because I download apps, but
that's what you do.
So I just like to check it out, but it was better for putting large albums from your phone onto Facebook. Like you could do multiple, like a whole album that way instead of doing one photo here, one photo there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. So that was Facebook's big news today. And then the last bit of news I have is the NFL Super Bowl is this weekend. Randy and I were both half right with our predictions as in the end.
Yeah.
He got the Broncos, I got the Seahawks.
I would like to say that I was damn close.
Oh, because the 49ers almost made it?
Yeah. And there were a couple.
Well, really, the title games, the two conference games, we were both pretty, like, it was down to the four teams we had picked, yeah. So. That was pretty cool, too.
15.
But in the end, we're half there. And I feel like at this point, that kind of pushes me to pick the Seahawks to win and pushes you to pick the Broncos. But
and that's the way I'm going to go anyway.
It's funny because I think everybody's going to pick the Broncos and I'm going to pick the Seahawks. That's yeah. When I'll rake in the money. I don't know if that'll happen or what that voice was.
Maybe tomorrow we should work on our board.
Oh, Dad. Well, I printed off we'll talk about that later. So anyways.
Our board for playing checkers. Nothing
yeah,
legal.
No gambling. So NFL, so they have a lot of press. They have a whole Super Bowl week, right? Especially, I think it's even bigger this year because it's in New York.
Is it supposed to be cold?
It's in New Jersey. It's supposed to be like 40 for the high that day in New York. So it's not bad.
Sweet.
I mean, when they kick off, it'll be obviously lower because 6:30, well, it'll be 5:30 here. So 6:30 there, mm-hmm. I think. Or is it 6:30 here? 5:30
here. 5:30
here,
6:30 there.
So it'll be obviously a little colder because it's nighttime and it's open, but it'll be fine. It's football. That's what it's supposed to be. But in one of their press conferences today, Roger Goodell announced NFL Now, which is a new network that they're going to launch online, which is essentially, we talked about recently, the WWE channel they're launching.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. We're similar. You'll be able to pay a monthly price, which they didn't specify yet, and you'll be able to get access through, there'll be an Android app, an iOS app, it'll be on Xbox One, and
how much?
And a few other things, but you won't get games. which is kind of takes it all away from me. You'll get like highlights and like it'll be like kind of like they showed us on the Xbox One, where you can pick either your favorite team or your favorite players, and like, and you'll get updates about them, or you get to see all this extra coverage. I feel like it'll all be a lot like if you've ever watched Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network online, like how they, it's just them talking the entire time, but whenever there's a little bit of action, they might show you something, you know. I don't know for sure, and they didn't get into a ton of details, but that's kind of what it's looking like right now, which is a disappointment, because if it was for all the games, I would totally pay for that.
How much would you pay? That's what I was,
I know, that's what you're going to ask. Well, I
would you pay didn't $20?
Pay $20 a month?
Yeah.
Well, you got to think, I wouldn't have it all year. I mean, it's, I would pay for it for September, October, November, December, January. Well, I probably wouldn't even pay for it at the end. I'd pay for it for 4 months.
You gotta pay for that fifth month, though.
For $100? Yes. For all the games? Yes. Well, they had, they didn't do it this year, but the year before, I could have bought NFL ticket on my PS3 for like $350 or $400.
And you didn't do it?
Correct. It's not like I could physically watch them all anyway. I watch enough football.
For life, though?
Oh, not for one season.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Yeah. I feel like that's something that you would have typically done.
I didn't do it. No, because, like, honestly,
can't watch them all.
Honestly, I watch enough football as it is. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think
Danny,
that.
I'm pretty sure she says you don't watch
them. I'm pretty sure that's what she would say, too. Because, I mean, like, I watch, so, like, you know, a typical Sunday when there's football for me is getting up, watching pregame at 11, watching the noon to 3 o'clock game, the 3 to 6 o'clock game, and that, well, then by that time the game really starts at 3:30, so then it goes to like 6:30, and then you have the wrap up on NBC right before the Sunday night game, and then you go, you know, it's like 10:30, the game's finally over, and you realize you just sat on the couch for 12 hours and watched football and watched Twitter the whole time, and that's fine. That's a good Sunday. And then the playoffs start and you get Saturday and Sunday. See, because then they make sure you're not missing it. So why would I pay for anything? It's on network TV. Until Aereo goes and ruins everything.
It's true.
And by ruining everything, I mean they make it awesome. But then they said that they would take it to cable. But I think that would take you a lot of years to get that in motion.
Maybe.
I would probably pay two. I think my max right now would probably be like $200. Be able to choose the games I watch. That's the only downfall, is that sometimes the game sucks. I don't care. I mean, I always care, but
shut up, you always care.
I always care.
Don't try putting,
but sometimes there's games I would rather watch. How about that? That way I don't have the option. Like maybe every afternoon game I wish I could just watch the Patriots, you know.
Why?
But that's not always an option.
I love Tom Brady's hair.
That's right, true. The guy's got great hair. I don't know what you want. He just wants a high five all season.
It's true.
He's like, oh, you guys never gave me a high five. I'm going to throw all these balls high in this last game and give over. Good one, Tom. Good one. Anyways. You have anything you'd like to add about anything, Tom Brady or otherwise? Peyton Manning, maybe.
For Omaha. Some reason, when you said Tom Brady, my brain went straight to Tom Green. And I was like,
this is the Tom Green show.
It's not the Green Tom show.
Do you feel like you're more like Glenn?
Maybe.
Or Phil? You remember Phil? Glenn was the guy that was like sat on the couch here, but then there's a guy, like they had a window, like it was outside their house, and a guy that sat in the chair, he was Phil. No, he was, what did I say? It was a Glenn and Phil,
Glenn,
right?
And Phil.
Glenn Humperdinck. I think that was his real name. They don't talk anymore. There's an interview with him I saw recently.
No, I don't have anything else. The only random science thing, I don't know enough about it, but you know how China had sent a probe to the moon to go around and do some stuff?
To the moon! Then it failed, got stuck right away or something?
Yeah, it got too cold and froze.
Shut down.
Yeah, they were trying to get its foil solar panels to collapse to, like, keep heat inside of it, and they couldn't get them shut. And so it was funny because there was a bunch of Reddit comments. I bet you it was made in China.
Oh! Is that a guy drew a picture of it?
I don't think so.
Did they put their bum on the Swedish?
No,
the Swedish?
I think it was on the cheese.
My bum is on the cheese.
And you might catch a disease.
If I get lucky, I'll catch a disease. My bum is on the Swedish.
With that.
Swedish. Have you seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Wait, the movie's awesome. Huh?
Long time ago.
With me, is that what you said?
Because of you.
Oh.
I think you borrowed it. Because
that movie's awesome.
So, if you haven't, for whatever reason, you should give us a like on Facebook. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/BleedGeek or @BleedGeek. Follow us on Tumblr. Tumblr.com/BleedGeek. Send us an email if you have any tech...
BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
Did I say Tumblr?
Yep.
Damn.
Because everything else is that way.
Right.
That's the odd one.
If you have any questions, technical questions.
Technical questions. Maybe you want to learn about Bitcoin mining.
Or maybe you want to learn about the cliffhanger.
Oh, cliffhanger.
Yep. Shoot us an email at fans@bleedgeek.com.
If you're curious about putting your bum on the Swedish.
Shoot Mike a tweet. He is @Mike037.
That's true.
You can also give us a call, 406-794-3357.
3357.
And then follow us individually on our many social platforms on Twitter, Instagram, and...
Twitter and Instagram.
All right.
And Tumblr.
Mine's different on Tumblr.
I know. I don't know what mine is on Tumblr. It's probably Mike037, if we're being honest.
Yours is BleedGeek.
Mine's BleedGeek, so I never use mine. I have one post on mine.
I am @TheCrandall.
And mine is @Mike037. And with that...
That's our show.
That's our show. So, join us next week.
Where Mike's bum will be on the Swedish.
I want to hear the cannon. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Harvis.
Have a good night.